Hi, sorry, just give me 2 seconds, please.
No problem.
Oh, come on. Hello?
Hiya. Just for data protection, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode for me? Sorry.
Yep, 5776 LEC0QM.
Perfect, thank you. So I've just sent over the contracts to you now. So they should have come via email or text. You can do either or.
Okay, yeah, I've got them. Okay. So I'm just going to click a quick flick through the emails that you've sent to me.
That's okay. So I've just sent you a welcome one just to say what's in the what contracts I've sent, and then the identity and proof of address email as well, just for the different types you can send over.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I've got all that anyway.
Perfect. We've also got a WhatsApp as well. So I can't, sorry, I can't reply to the WhatsApp, but I can get the messages through. So if you want to just take photos and send them on there, if that's easier as well, you can do that.
Okay, yeah. Is there a... Wait, hang on. You gave me a... There was a link at one point, wasn't there?
What was that, sorry?
Oh, no, I've just seen if there's a WhatsApp. Oh, yeah, I've got it here. Is it 07444349572?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, well, yeah, I might just... I mean, I can upload the ID that I've got anyway to either WhatsApp or the email, that's fine.
Yeah, whatever's easier for you.
Oh, no problem. Well, I will get that done by the end of today for definite.
Perfect, thank you.
I'm just going to sort one of my kids out.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
So is there anything else that I need to do at the minute, or is it just...
So it's just the contracts. So I just wanted to call to double check, see if the link worked, and then if you had any questions.
Yeah. I said, not at the minute. You know, when I was talking to you a minute ago, you said that there was two schemes. You said one was like, I don't know, was that a single person claim? What I thought
Yeah, so the first application you can do, so it's a maximum award of £10,000. Regardless of the abuse you suffered. And then there's the individually assessed one. So it goes to a panel. So they look at your case as like an individual, and then you can get up to 100,000. So I was saying, based on everything we spoke about today, I'd recommend going for that one, based on like the previous awards made and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, whatever. I mean, I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to speak to my dad.
Yeah.
And you'll probably have a lot more information with regards to homes and that we were in, whilst we were in her care.
Yeah. So what we do, so once you, when you sign the contracts and you're ready, so we can start then, we'll send your application to redress. And then when they reply then with acknowledgement and an application number for you, that's when we can begin the work immediately. And then following on then, if, obviously, it's your choice if you wanted to speak to your dad about more information, if that would help. But we'll be able to get records for you. Obviously, that would be a great help if you could find out more. But there's no pressure for you to do that.
Yeah. Can I just ask quickly? I don't know if this would have... So, you know this scheme, is this purely for being in like children's homes, or does it sort of like go broader, sort of like where the care or the non-care you receive from like the local authorities and that as well?
Yeah, so it's regarding so social services and the government. So it's not necessarily the individual people that affected you while you were there. It's mistreatment from social services. Like you said, obviously they were aware of what was going on and placed you back there. Any situations like that where you felt like you were done wrong by them. So in regards to that now, so we've done the initial statements now, so that then should get your application submitted and approved, hopefully. And then when we do the witness statement with you, if there's anything that you needed to add regarding anything you can recall with mistreatment from any councils or governments while being in the, do you know what I mean, while being involved in social services.
Okay, the reason why I asked that is because, so because of all the abuse that we suffered and all that, our family, it's hard that some people find it to believe, our family, as in like myself and all my siblings, we were targeted by the local authorities, obviously, on in the England side, because we only live in England. That was confirmed by my barrister that I had represented me through one of my cases. The reason I'm asking that is because during each of my sister's court cases where the local authority were trying to take the children out and put them up for forced adoption or into foster care and all that type of thing, they made an application to the Scottish records. I think it's Glasgow that hold the archives for children's social care records and that type of thing. We received, so the local authority in England made an application to them, and they handed my social services records over to the English social services. But in the letter, because obviously me and my dad kind of kicked off about, we were like, you should have sought my permission before you did that.
Yeah.
And what they actually said was, okay, we actually broke the law. We shouldn't have gave the records. And it was a case of, if you want to take further complaints against us, you're welcome to do so. So I don't know if that's something that's of relevance to what's going on here.
No, so that probably wouldn't. That probably have to be like a separate thing that you do regarding that.
Yeah.
This is the stuff that obviously happened before 2004. Obviously, that isn't right though. So that's something you could definitely take up as a separate claim. But obviously, in regards to this, it can affect your possible, like, your ability to pursue any of the future claims regarding the abuse and everything that happened to you. But it might be separate because it was obviously, it was a different thing. It was also the council and stuff they sent, like, so this should be a different thing, so you should still be able to take that forward.
Yeah. Okay. No, I just wasn't sure. I mean, if it was, then that'd be good. If it's not, then there's no way to lock it there, but but I remember you said to me about did I want to add a next of kin should anything happen to me during this process, and I actually would.
Yeah, did you want me to add that on and then resend? Or if not, I can add it on after you sign them anyway, and it'll be on the final submission.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You can do that after if you want.
Yeah. So the contract's all open. Are they working for you?
So let me just double check. Let me just see. Okay, yeah, that's so this. Sign your documents, that's all opened up for me.
Yeah, okay. So those ones there, so they'll have part one and part three. So it'll be all of your details, and then part three will be the statement sections. And then underneath that, it'll be a client care letter, the conditional fee agreement, and then the letter of authority, which gives us then the right to act on your behalf to access the records.
Okay.
And then there should be a yellow box on the bottom of the screen. And if you tap that, then it'll take you to all the pages that require a signature to save you having to scroll through and find it all if you lose your place or anything like that.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I will definitely get this all done. Okay.
Would you want me to stay on the phone with you while you do it, or did you want to do it in your own time?
No, that's all right. Yeah, I'll sort of do it. I need to just nip it quickly to go and see one of my kids. But as soon as I get back, I'll get it all filled in and send it straight back to you.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. No problem. Amazing. Yeah, thank you very much. And then, yeah, in regards to then the address and the identity and things like that, you can email or WhatsApp them to us.
Okay, no problem.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much.
All right, cheers. Thank you.
I mean, if you have any questions, okay?
Yeah, I will do.
All right,
that's great.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.